WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There are at least 8 runners from the Brazos Valley who competed in the Boston Marathon. All completed well before the explosions near the finish line. BCS Marathon Director Chris Field was among those following what happened.
I happened to be on Twitter, actually about 1 minute after it happened. I saw the first tweet from Runner's World and actually immediately reached out to a lady that's on our marathon planning committee. That I knew was up there running, and she texted back right away and said that she was actually already back at her hotel and hadn't even heard about it, actually, when I reached out to her. And then I saw another post on our Facebook page from the family of another local runner who said that he was safe.
The marathon website lists 4 runners from BCS, a 5th who ran at A&M, 2 from Brenham, and 1 from Hempstead. A student is hospitalized in critical condition after he was struck by an SUV yesterday afternoon at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Welsh Avenue near Consolidated High School. Police say 15-year-old Joshua Odell of College Station was flown to a hospital in Austin. Officers were told Odell was walking north across Harvey Mitchell when he was struck by a westbound Jeep driven by 35-year-old Taylor Herzog of Dallas. No other details have been released as the investigation continues. Mischief was afoot Sunday night in the Wheeler Ridge neighborhood as residents discovered car vandalism stretching for several blocks. Bryan Officer Kelly McKeithen says at least 13 vehicles were damaged within an approximately 7-block span near Ravenwood and Meadowbrook.
The criminal mischief that was being reported was either scratches to the paint or tires cut, and sometimes both on one vehicle. The overall estimated damage is close to $7,000 or a little over $7,000.
McKeithen says police are looking into whether or not there is any relationship between the victims as they continue the investigation. Brazos and some neighboring counties are among the strongest areas for job growth in the country.
Federal authorities recently released figures compiled for the 12-month period ending last September. During that time, job growth in Brazos County was 3.6%. That's good for 17th best in the country. Montgomery County was 4th best in the country. Fort Bend ranked 6th and Harris County 10th. While the job force continues to increase, the average weekly pay in Brazos County is among the lowest in the country among large counties at $721 a week, or $37,000 a year. That's compared to the Texas average of $930 and the national average of $906. Those working in Madison and Washington counties make less. Those in Robertson, Leon, Grimes, and Burleson counties make more. More statistics are on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More than $60,000 of grants are being awarded to teachers across College Station ISD today as part of the Education Foundation's annual grant patrol. Cal McNeil, president of the foundation, says it's an extremely meaningful experience that rewards grant-writing teachers for their ingenuity in teaching.
They write a grant. We have a grant team that goes through and reads them and evaluates them. And those that do get accepted, we fund and we go out and give the money to the teacher. They go through the purchasing process like it is regularly through the schools. And it's just a wonderful deal to see the cutting-edge technology in the classroom, the teachers having the freedom to think outside the box.
McNeil says a parade of cheerleaders, band members, and folks banging drums are part of the festivities, and happy tears are not uncommon. And the last week of May marks the start of the 7th season of the most watched team in the Texas Collegiate League. Brazos Valley Bombers owner Uri Geva gave an update at the last Bryan City Council meeting, in part to share how they contribute to the local economy.
We local source concession, ballpark equipment, marketing. The Bombers buy stuff from them, giving an impact, not just the quality of life, but keeping more businesses happy.
When asked about future improvements to Travis Field, Geva says they've been in contact with city staff.
There's a dream of having field turf out there, so for the safety of the players on the field, for the longevity, for the ability to bring minor league soccer, for the ability to host high school playoff games for baseball, football, and any of those types of things.
More information from the council presentation is available on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 71 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Bob. My wife and I have been working with Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, to drop the weight, and it's worked. Her virtual gastric band program combined with her great meal plan has helped us drop over 40 pounds so far. We've made lasting changes to how and what we eat, and Robin's been with us every step of the way. You never feel like do this or else. She has been a big help, so worth the effort. Give her a call. She can help you drop the weight, get a new lease on life. Visit RobinRobertsCH.com.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
We'll generally have a lot of clouds in the forecast over the next several days, but the temperatures will be fairly warm and not too many rain showers coming up. A slight chance of a shower through the night with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down around 70, rather windy. And we stay windy and warm on Tuesday into the mid-80s with clouds and periods of sun, maybe an isolated shower. At night, low 70s with clouds around. And during the day Wednesday, cloudy to partly sunny, maybe a thunder shower, low to mid-80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we really didn't dig down in those numbers. Bill did the story about wages here in Brazos County. Call her with a good point. Here's Brazos County way down there from as far as lowest paying counties in the United States. And it's interesting because you need to also consider, though, what the cost of goods and services is here. I mean, that's something that needs to be taken into account.
For a long time, or at least when I first moved here, we were within, at least in the state, within the top one or two in the lowest cost of living.
Yeah, and there's certainly some problems statistically with that because you've got a lot of students, you've got tens of thousands of students who are not working at all, and so there aren't any wages involved there. But the counties with above average wages are concentrated around metropolitan areas. I mean, it's going to be Dallas or Houston or Fort Worth they also list Midland and Odessa. You couldn't pay me enough to live
no,
in Odessa.
Sir.
I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what you pay, but it ain't enough. And actually, I say that, but I've got a kiddo who works in Midland now, and he's a teacher. And, the oil patch is just exploding.
Dripping.
And that's a bad thing for people like teachers because it makes it tough for housing. And it's happening along the Texas-Mexico border as well because we got fracking. It's going on up in the Texas panhandle because of fracking. So, there are a lot of statistics. It's interesting. If you just use those numbers and you don't really extrapolate some stuff from it, it's not a true picture, I don't think. So, anyway. That said, it's time to play Jethro Trivia.
Woohoo!
Most importantly, because I haven't played in weeks. I mean, it's been weeks.
We're glad to have you back, Scott.
Thanks. And I've got the answers in front of me. So here we go. All right. So anyhow, as always, Leah's here this morning and Anna's here this morning for the Chamber. So today it's Miracles in Modern Medicine. Miracles in Modern Medicine. Let's see. Who'll go first? Leah, you're going to go first today.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Leah will go first, then Anna, and then Kat, and then the guy gets to go last for a change, huh? All right. So ready,
Yay.
Kevin? You'll get to listen to all those answers. By the way, the other day, I forget who it was. It's somebody last week. We had each person gave a different answer, which was interesting. And it was our guest, I think, a guy from the city of Bryan who won. So anyway, all right, a hospital in Detroit has announced a huge advance in medicine, in medical science. Is it A, cheating death, B, decent food, C, hospital that aspirin that doesn't actually cost $100, or D, hospital gowns that cover your butt? A hospital in Detroit has announced a huge advance in medical science. What is it? Is it A, cheating death, B, decent food, C, aspirin that actually doesn't cost $100, or D, hospital gowns that cover your butt? Leah, you're first.
Hospital gowns that cover your butt.
Oh, okay. And she says that with some assuredness. We'll see. Anna?
I'll go with the aspirin.
Okay, aspirin that doesn't cost $100. Kat?
I'm going to go with gowns that cover the butt tops.
All right. And Kevin?
I'm going to go with food.
Food, decent food. Answer. Ladies, hospital gowns that cover your butt. Worst part of going around in the hospital is having to wear those, you know, open back gowns.
Well,
students, yeah, there's a breeze. Anyway, thankfully, students at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital have been working tirelessly for 2.5 years to create a less butt-exposed gown.
I think they could have figured something
out. They
do
realize that's just a wrap dress.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. And the other thing is it's thicker and warmer, too, so that kind of helps. But it folds around the back, and so there you go. Got that going. That's why you listen, so you can learn things like that. And also to find out what's going on at Aggie Lane Humane. So what's going on at Aggie Lane Humane?
Oh, well, we are, you know, last week I talked about the camps that we're going to be having in the summer. They're day camps. There'll be 3 day camps. They're all going to be the same, 3 days long as well. And it'll be the second week of June, second week of July, and second week of August. And as we speak, we are actually in the process of completely planning those and so on and so forth. So watch our website for new information to come up as we receive it and as we verify the speakers, because we're going to have outside speakers. So it's not just kind of like sitting in a classroom or anything like that. It's geared towards 8 to 12-year-olds, some hands-on stuff, but they won't necessarily, you know, be in like Cooper Scoop in the kennel.
Okay, all right. But anyway, so, but they'll get be around animals.
They'll be around the animals. We'll have people that deal with exotics, rehabilitators, livestock, so on and so forth, come on in and talk to the kids and give them demos on stuff and let them participate in some various things. So that's, again, on our website. Watch that, AggieLaneHumane.org, for more information on the summer camps. Now, we have Adopt-A-Thon coming up May 4th. It's generally our largest event, adoption event of the year, and we will start adoptions that Saturday at 9 a.m., which is way earlier than we usually are open on a Saturday, and the adoptions will run till 6. There's also a vaccination clinic, and that will run from 9 to 2 p.m. We'll have local rescue groups and local pet retail businesses and so on and so forth out there as well. So great day, livestock, barnyard, petting zoo involved with that as well. So a little bit of something for everybody, even if you already have your pet. If you don't currently have a pet and you're in the market for one, half price adoption. So great opportunities there. If you are looking for a pet right now, especially if you're partial to maybe those brindle colored dogs brindle pattern dogs, we have a whole litter of them.
Oh, man.
It is 7-8 of them.
Wow, a big one.
Yeah, and they're right at about, they're between 10 and 12 weeks old, so they're not little bitty puppies, so they're already going to start catching on to things a little bit faster versus just the puppies wandering aimlessly in your house. So great opportunities there. A wide variety in that brindle pattern, even amongst those 7 or 8 that we have. So come by and look at them. We are still in need of foster homes. We have placed, I don't even know how many cats in a foster right now, that cats that are pregnant or cats with kittens, and we are definitely
too many. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just me talking. That's not the Humane Society. That's just me talking. Okay,
it's a lot of cats in a foster, and we also have a handful of small dogs in foster. They'll be back in the next month or so, because they have gone into foster due to heartworm treatment. So so you'll see them. You'll see some of their pictures on our Facebook page, but they might not be quite in the building. Not our Facebook page, on our website, or on our Facebook page. But they won't actually be in the building because they are in foster homes. But once they're well enough to come in, people can set up meet and greets. So if you're interested, do contact us. You can come by the shelter. We're at 5359 Leonard Road. Or you can see us online on Facebook. Our website's AggieLaneHumane.org. This weekend, we're going to be at the Vet School Open House. And there's a group on Blinn's campus that's holding a 5K for canines, and also check out our website for more information on that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you heard, Anna's here this morning from the chamber. You're doing all right?
I'm doing wonderful. How
great.
Are you?
Good. What do you have for us today?
Well, today is a big day. We are, I don't know if you heard, we've got a job fair going
today.
We would like to actually thank Brian Broadcasting for being our title media sponsor, and also Reynolds & Reynolds for being our title sponsor of that event. The job fair is today at the Hilton from 1 to 5 p.m., and we have over 50 companies that are going to be there, and they are actively looking for employees. So if you need a job or are looking for a job, want to change your career, the Hilton is the place to be today from 1 to 5 p.m. It is free for job seekers, so all you need to bring with you is copies of your resume and
dress like you want a job.
Dress like you want a job.
Yeah.
Dress for the job.
Yeah, don't come in the Megadeth t-shirt. That's not going to work. Yeah.
Brush your hair, brush your teeth, the whole nine yards. Anyway, free for job seekers today from 1 to 5 p.m. We would love to see you there. Some other things that we have going on, we have the people from Richardson's Media and Publishing. They are working on our official area map. And so they'll be calling our chamber members. And if you are interested in possibly advertising in this map, which it gets distributed all over the city, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, all of that, please contact the chamber at 260-5200, and we'll get you in touch with those guys. We've also got a new member orientation coming up on Monday, April 29th. It'll be at the chamber from 4 to 5. So if you're a new member, you joined within the last 6 months, you want to kind of learn a little bit more about what the chamber has to offer, this is the event for you. So you can either RSVP to Priscilla or just, again, call the chamber, 260-5200. Business After Hours coming up May 2nd at the George Bush Presidential Library. And we've got a few ribbon cuttings this week, so you can look online at bcschamber.org for those scheduled ribbon cuttings. And we would like to thank BTU for being our Platinum Member sponsor this week.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's all brought to you by the community segment, which is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Will King here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
Great.
What's happening right now?
Well, did you know this month is the 60th anniversary of the publication of the discovery of the double helix DNA strand?
I knew that because you just told me.
Well, that's true. Before we went on air, I did say that. But anyway, so that takes a little of the surprise out of it. But for everyone else out there, yeah, that is a really big deal. That's 60 years now of knowing kind of what DNA is, the beginnings of it. President Bush, as you remember, signed the appropriations bill for the Human Genome Project. And, you know, under George W.'s administration, then we had the conclusion of that project. We found and mapped more than 20,000 of the chromosomes. And so we've just come a long way in that 60 years. And so the Texas Society of Genetics will be having their annual meeting at the Bush Library coming up. And on the 25th, they're going to have Dr. John Mendelson, and we're going to combo that as an issues forum open to the public as well. And he was the former president of MD Anderson, and he's going to be talking about personalized cancer therapy that they do there at MD Anderson.
Yeah, and actually go into the exhibit ahead of time. You know, it's above our heads, but obviously it has moved science so far. You know,
The people that built the exhibit for us told us it was made down to a fifth grade level, so I don't know what you're saying there.
Okay, that's good. All right, I'm glad to hear that. But that way you know a little bit more, and if you go hear the doctor speak, then obviously you'll understand that. And obviously if they're doing personalized type cancer therapies now, that's pretty exciting because it just starts there and it could go with anything else too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I say, it's been 60 years since that discovery of the double helix, and the exhibit talks all about that again at that fifth grade level and explains just real simple terms, you know, kind of what DNA it is, what you know, it matters for us on a daily
Well, on a basis that we understand how we got to be where we are, and if something goes wrong with us, how things can be fixed in the future. Okay, so that's on the 25th, so if they want some more information.
Yep, just hit the website, bushlibrary.tamu.edu. There's ways on there that you can register online or just call us and ask for more information.
Okay, and whether you want to go see the issues forum or not, how long is the exhibit there?
The exhibit will be there until July the 5th.
All right, so there you go.
So a little bit more time.
All right, make your plans. Will King here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
New numbers from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a big increase last month in the number of construction starts for houses and apartments. The Commerce Department reports housing starts jumped 7% in March to an annual rate of more than 1 million. And we were paying less overall for goods and services last month. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index, which tracks retail-level inflation, was down 0.2% for the month. The only category showing a big price increase, in fact,
was used cars. The world is upside down. Last week, the Wall Street Journal had a feature on young people who've embraced bingo as a favorite pastime. Today, the paper looks at South Florida retirees who like to go out to bars and dance to rock music. The clubs that cater to older patrons are just like those that attract younger people, except there are early bird dinners, and the music starts at around 6 p.m. Stock market futures pointing higher this early hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Not an expert in selling jewelry. I'm an expert in buying jewelry because I've done that. But David Gardner's, they'll help you kind of build the jewelry collection, that special person in your life. They'll explain to you kind of some things that you might want to look at. They're not mind readers. It's just they've been doing it for a long, long time. You probably can't go wrong with diamond studs, guys. Just letting you know. Probably can't go wrong. If you've done that, you might want to try pearls. Maybe some sort of a newer, different necklace or a different kind of bracelet. That's something that David Gardner's either has created or can create for you. But the idea is if you feel like you need some help, go in and they'll be glad to give you some advice based on 30 years of doing this. Now, if you're one of those people who's about to get married, David Gardner's has got a website called Where Aggies Get Engaged. And you go to the homepage, and there's a section for guys and there's a section for gals. And it answers the most frequently asked questions when it comes to that. Guys, obviously there's a lot more information in there for you because this may be a very new experience that you haven't been thinking about a lot. Ladies probably have thought about it a little bit more. So go into the guy's side, find out about the ring, find out about the rock, find out about all the other do's and don'ts that you have as you move through this important time in your life. That's at whereaggiesgetengaged.com. You sell something else that's kind of special, kind of different. From David Gardner's at 911 University.
Hi, I'm Andy Wynn with Beal Insurance, and I'm proud and excited to announce that Beal Insurance is now Beal and Wynn Insurance. Nothing has changed but the name. Our staff and our operations remain the same, and we continue to be committed to providing the best products and service available. For 66 years, we have served those in the Brazos Valley and beyond, and we look forward to continuing this family and Aggie-owned business for many years to come. For all of your business or personal insurance needs, give us a call at 268-1500. That's 268-1500. Or visit us on the web at BealInsurance.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Carnivorous pitcher plants are more than just interesting oddities. According to community ecologist Ben Baser at Harvard Forest in Massachusetts, each pitcher plant contains a unique and complex food web.
The plants produce new leaves every spring, and when each leaf opens, they're completely sterile. They fill with rainwater, and then an insect comes and falls in.
Tiny fly larvae shred the insects, allowing bacteria to break them down. Protozoans feed on the bacteria only to be gobbled up by microscopic animals whose waste provides nutrients for the pitcher plant. If one element in the food web changes, such as too many trapped insects, it affects the entire web. Baser says identifying the factors that make each pitcher plant's food web unique can help scientists understand food webs in much larger ecosystems, like oceans and lakes. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Normandy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normandy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normandy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normandy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See them at normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Commercial services. WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police continue their investigation of a student who was struck by an SUV. 15-year-old Joshua Odell of College Station is in critical condition at an Austin hospital after he was hit crossing Harvey Mitchell Parkway by Consolidated High School. Odell was headed north when he was struck by a westbound Jeep driven by 35-year-old Taylor Herzog of Dallas. Among those following the Boston Marathon before and after the explosions was the director of the Bryan College Station Marathon. Chris Field says what happened hit particularly close to them as marathon organizers.
You think of all the things that can go wrong on race day, but this isn't one of the things you really think about. You think about people getting tired or sick or hurt or injured, maybe it being too hot or too cold or running out of water. I mean, all those sort of logistics. You have emergency plans, but it's not something that you really think you're ever going to have to deal with.
Field says two local contestants had completed their runs and were not in the area at the time of the explosions. The latest federal statistics show the average pay in Brazos County is among the lowest in the country.
Nearly 330 large counties were surveyed nationally by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. As of last September, Brazos County is 294th in average pay at about $37,000 a year or $721 a week. Surrounding counties are not in the national rankings because they're too small, but the feds calculated average weekly pay in Burleson County at $853. Grimes and Leon counties are also above $800. Robertson County is $10 a week higher than Brazos, and the weekly average in Madison and Washington counties are in the 600s. Despite the relatively low pay, job growth in Brazos County rose 3.6% during the 12-month period ending last September. That's the 17th highest increase in the country. On our website at WTAW.com, more details from the Labor Department. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
About $7,000 of damage in scratched cars and slashed tires took place Sunday night in Wheeler Ridge, which Brian's officer Kelly McKeithen says is a pretty good neighborhood. McKeithen says one way to help prevent these kinds of seemingly random events is to watch out for neighbors and report quickly.
If you see anything suspicious, if you see anyone roaming the neighborhoods, at late hours at night, please call the police department. I mean, it's always better to check it out and be on the safe side than to let something like this happen. So, just watch out for your neighbor's property and your own.
McKeithen says the damage took place over about a 7-block stretch with 13 reported victim vehicles so far. The last meeting of the Bryan City Council included a preview of the upcoming Brazos Valley Bombers season. team owner Uri Geva, after mentioning an investment of more than $700,000 at Travis Field, was asked about future improvements.
The dream would be to renovate the actual field, the playing surface, and make it into a field turf. And you paint it in brown to make it look like you still have dirt. The other, again, for long-term longevity of Travis, it's been a facility for 66 years, 67 years. For making it last another 30 to 60 years, it's probably going to need some construction help on the main infrastructure, the superstructure for the grandstand.
On our website at WTAW.com is more information from the council presentation. The Bombers will be shooting for their seventh straight season, leading the Texas Collegiate League in attendance when they host their home opener June 4th. And today, with celebratory pomp, teachers across College Station are receiving funding for teaching methods and grants they've written from their own hearts. CSISD Education Foundation President Cal McNeil says it's an all-morning event bursting with excitement on the part of teachers, students, and staff as they hand out oversized checks.
It really does more than just provide that grant. Here comes a bunch of people beating on the drum saying, it's a great idea. I appreciate you working even a little bit more harder and putting that good idea to paper, submitting it timely, and here, we'd like to give you $5,000 to do that idea. You can tell on their face, it seems like there are people out there that do believe in the school district. There are people out there who are willing to give money.
McNeil says it almost rejuvenates the whole schools, and today's total awarded grant money exceeds $60,000. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 73 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon today, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Half Price Books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood Half Price Books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Normangy Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Normangy Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Normangy Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Normangy Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Normangy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Normangy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normangy, Texas. See them at normangytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normangy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 838, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
We'll generally have a lot of clouds in the forecast over the next several days, but the temperatures will be fairly warm and not too many rain showers coming up. A slight chance of a shower through the night with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down around 70, rather windy. And we stay windy and warm on Tuesday into the mid-80s with clouds and periods of sun, maybe an isolated shower. At night, low 70s with clouds around. And during the day Wednesday, cloudy to partly sunny, maybe a thunder shower, low to mid-80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, okay. Playing the wrong forecast all morning. Pretty cool.
That's okay. None of us noticed. So
yeah, well, that's good. And yeah, we wouldn't want a listener to notice, so yeah, no reason to bring it up. But again, this is strange weather because 85, 86 next couple of days.
And 40.
Yeah, and then we got some wind shift coming on Thursday, a 60% chance of showers. Now, for instance, tonight the low will be 72. On Thursday it'll be 45.
Mm.
And on Friday night, it'll be 40. That'll be the low, 40. Okay, just saying. So, and again, the winds kind of staying up. They don't tell us about the winds at the end of the week, but obviously they'll be out of the north. So just letting you know. Most people just pop earbuds into their ears without checking. They're labeled, you know, left and right for a reason.
Yes.
And it really does matter if you want to get premium sound. It's all about the acoustics, the psychoacoustics, which is the science of sound, and how we hear.
Huh.
Our ears do pick up and process slightly different variations of sound elements, like the timbre or the bass and the loudness. Professionally mixed stereo audio is sensitive to that. Flip the buds around, and it will affect a different sound for you. Now, if you'd rather not struggle with that, identifying your buds... First world problems, by the way. What's wrong? Oh, my God, I had my right bud in my left ear all day.
I'm sure someone has said that somewhere.
I hate when that happens. So if you'd rather not struggle with that, go ahead and get geeky and put a piece of colored tape on one of them. Okay. Or, you know, you can find different color earbuds, too. Switch those little rubber pad deal thingies out, you know, be easy to ID that way.
Or just look at where it says R or L.
Now, is this coming from the fact that I noticed yesterday when I did the noon news that your headphones in there were on the opposite end, so you had to put it on your head, like the head, you had to put it on backwards, so yeah. I pulled them out and I popped them into the correct holes.
Excuse me, you popped them into the other holes. That didn't mean the correct hole.
No, it was the correct hole.
Why in the world can't I wear
unless
my
headphones? Unless your head
is backwards. Well, no. Wear my headphones the way that I want to. Just saying.
I thought I was helping.
No,
you.
Probably not. I can't tell. Yeah. I can't hear very well either. So
it's not like we're playing a whole lot of music.
Yeah, no, we don't. We really don't.
No, it's not that it sounded that different. It just was uncomfortable on your head.
Oh, I got you.
Scott, your tones are dulcet from here.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. If you've got a dog, and most people do, well, a lot of people do, you've probably caught them dreaming.
Yes.
So what's all that head and paw twitching that's going on?
Mm.
Researchers have wondered the same thing, and apparently some of them were able to get some grant money to figure it out. Excuse me, to study it. I don't know that they figured it out. They've been looking into dogs' sleeping brains. They believe that dogs dream about something that happened that day. Okay, about 20 minutes into their sleep cycle, most dogs start to enter that dream phase. This allows them to relax, gives the brain a chance to recount the most stimulating or exciting thing that happened that day, besides dinner. The researchers were able to match up some dreaming movements with recent experiences, like the dogs get a bath, or they run, or they play tug of war, or something like that. And again.
Interesting.
But
did we really need to know?
Well, you can't, and again, you've got to pretty much take it on faith what these guys are saying, because you can't ask your dog.
Very true.
Your dog can't tell you. Hey, were you dreaming about taking a bath? No, I wasn't. I was dreaming about a banana that you were going to give
me. Yeah.
Right, something like that. Yeah, actually, they dream about food, I'm sure. All right, here we go. It's the sigh. The sigh, the universal language of disappointment or sadness or frustration.
Or being in love.
Really? You sigh when you're in love?
Yeah, haven't you ever seen Robin Hood, the cartoon? And he's like...
No, I haven't seen
it. Well,
that.
Never mind. Okay. You're missing out on
Robin Hood, the cartoon.
An intense cultural... you know, when he's a fox and Mary, not Mary Magdalene. Mary, yeah.
Completely different story.
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyway.
Was that like a Disney movie or something?
Yeah, it's a Disney cartoon.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, no, there's a that segment of my life is pretty much gone by that Disney thing. I didn't even like Up. Was that Disney?
Oh, Up was so good.
Oh, no. I could relate to that grouchy old man in the house.
Because you cried at the
beginning. Of course I did. There's a reason that we do sigh, and it's all about self-help. When we sigh, we're actually regulating our breathing under stress.
Huh.
Weren't you telling us earlier today that you were stressed?
No, I just was saying that, today's called Stress Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Isn't everyone aware of the stress all the time?
Okay. So, then you need to be sighing then when you have those. Yeah. That stall in our breathing pattern can actually provide some mild relief. A sigh is usually a subconscious move and can act like a mental reset button when frustration is building. A hefty sigh is also an effective way at communicating a feeling of sadness or disapproval
to others. Or like a vocal eye roll.
Something like that, exactly. Now, I think that it's different for people with ADD. I really do. I think you sigh for a reason because you're not moving fast enough in the project or whatever. So, and I don't know that should be frustration. Because, again, it's just an ADD thing. Hello?
I think Uncle Si is hilarious.
I didn't know what he said. Say it again.
I think Uncle Si is hilarious on Duck Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could see Duck Dynasty.
Well, why can't you see Duck Dynasty? It's on TV.
See, yeah. I was going the other direction with that.
I would have laughed if I knew it was a joke.
By the way, what do you mean you're going the other way?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was thinking.
Oh, that's Si. Oh.
I had to.
Mother, father, gentleman.
Thank you. Today's diva du jour, by the way, goes to Willie Robertson from the aforementioned Duck Dynasty. Sources tell Radar Online that the CEO of the family's Duck Call Company skipped out on an autograph event before the Academy of Country Music Awards in Las Vegas last week.
Or was she late by mistake?
She?
Or he or whatever.
He? Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. The reality star and another member of the family participated in an archery event and were scheduled to hob and nob with the fans for 2 hours. They pretty much said no and left. Guess they got their check, huh? and I don't know. Somebody was telling me their show money is like $50,000. For them to show up costs $50,000.
I believe it.
I wish I got $50,000 for showing up.
Okay, well, if you grow a beard and go out and make duck calls, maybe you can do that.
Well, that's like the hottest thing on cable TV right now.
Apparently so.
I already like, chili dogs and muscle cars. I guess I could be a good fit.
I guess.
No,
I don't know.
You couldn't.
I've only seen, there's another one, but what's the Cajun one? Is there
Cajun Pawn Stars?
No, it's not that.
Swamp People?
No. These are the ones who have better looking wives than they should. Is that right, the duck people? Is that right? I'm asking.
I've only seen that show like once.
Duck show?
The duck show.
I have a lot of friends who really, really enjoy that show.
Really?
Yeah. They're genuine and really witty.
You haven't broken off into a focus group with them to find out more about this?
That's your favorite solution, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well,
it makes me wonder how many focus groups you've been
none,
in,
none, but that's what I'm saying is if
sure
we
you're
need
just not
to,
telling us about it?
If we need to find out about Duck Dynasty, then we need to have somebody who watches it regularly for us to talk about. It's pretty stupid because we don't watch it.
Well.
But if you have somebody out there who's hooked on it, and that way you can kind of, you can channel those people for us, Kat. You can be a channel cat.
Or you could channel those people.
You could be a channel cat.
I got it.
Thank you.
I saw what you did.
How do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair, asking you to join me for the 10th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 3rd, for golf at Traditions. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com to sign up. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron the Med, Volvo Rents, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hilliard Distributing, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8, 848. Are you here to help us with Duck Dynasty?
Yes, I am.
Been watching a while, have you?
Yeah, I have to admit to it.
Okay.
I gotta say, it's a family affair. It is, yes, it is true that these guys have some smoking hot wives in comparison to the way they look.
Yeah, they really are. They're ugly. Yeah, they're ugly. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
They are. And the other thing that's really interesting is they all have college degrees, and you would not think it, but they all have college degrees except for Sai, the famous one who was in Vietnam, and that's kind of his whole spiel on the show is all of his days in Vietnam. But they're all smart. Some of them have master's degrees and everything. You just wouldn't think it.
Now, how long have you been watching this thing?
My kids have me watching it probably about a year.
So are they running out of storylines?
You can tell that they are now becoming a little more scripted with events.
Yeah.
That are kind of placed into the show.
Right.
But they still don't write a script for them, and that's pretty evident, and you can tell that pretty well. But they certainly are starting to place events for them to all talk about and have issues with.
Good. Okay. Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. They went away. A Duck Dynasty person, are you?
Yeah, hey, there's a misconception that these guys married out of their range.
Yeah.
If you look at pictures before they grew the beard,
yeah,
these guys are really good looking.
Oh, they were. It's just they got nasty looking beards now, huh?
Well, even if they're not that good looking, if they have a good heart and they're successful and they're
intelligent. I was going to say, they're rich. That don't hurt
any. They're rich, yeah. So how long have you... Oh, he went away. Okay.
Oh, man.
Because that's kind of what I'm wondering is how long can the string run? It's kind of like Alaskan ice truckers, okay?
Mm.
Okay, how many times can you see them rolling over this ice? You know what I mean? Because they don't want to go through, okay? They really, really don't.
We got that part.
That would make things really difficult on them. And, you know, when the producer comes in and goes, okay, well, maybe now we need a truck to go through. Well, you know, I don't think they want to be doing that,
well,
you know?
I don't know. We come up with new stuff all the time, or really I should say you come up with new stuff and we react to it.
Well, that's fine, but, I mean, when you're talking about duck calls and you're talking about driving on ice, I think that's a limited universe. I mean,
I'm telling you right now, Scott, you can ask all you want. I'm not putting myself in that situation.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But yeah, that's why I like Pawn Stars because you end up seeing different stuff come in.
Gotcha.
And so as a result, it seems like there's a little more opportunity. And again, much like the duck thing, they've gotten scripted. I mean,
well, it's like Antiques Roadshow, except you're not, you know, you don't have the, well, in the 17th century.
Right, they have Rick go down there and sit out. And Rick doesn't know all that stuff. They look that junk up for him. But, I mean, I'm just saying that, and again, they have started to stage some things about, like, the kid needing to get glasses or he's thinking about leaving the pawn shop or whatever. But because it's based on people bringing stuff in, they always seem to have fresh product, whereas I think a duck call is pretty much a duck call. And again, I'm not trying to pass any judgment because I don't watch the show, but that and Rolling Over Ice. Because I watched two episodes of Rolling Over Ice or whatever it's called, Alaskan Truckers.
Ice Road Truckers.
And you know, wouldn't do it. Find it interesting.
It was good for two. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And you're like,
meh. Yeah, that's it. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're either going to make it through or you're not. And so that's it. Anyway, so thank you for Duck Dynasty people kind of filling us in there.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few, all with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
News Talk 1620 WTW. We have a new announcer in the studio this morning.
New one?
Yeah, Cliff Howard. Yeah, right. Okay.
Is that working? Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he All right, I've known Chip almost 40 years, and
God, that's right.
He came in as excited a moment ago as
because I heard the term Duck Dynasty. I'm just finishing an interview.
Yeah.
I walk past my phone, which is on in the show, and I hear Duck Dynasty, and I went, my ears perked up.
He literally ran into
the
studio.
I go, what were you saying about Duck Dynasty?
You know, I'm trying to load commercials and do a show. Yeah. I said, what?
And it's going,
what are you talking
about? Duck Dynasty? Yeah. I said, you just said Duck Dynasty. Oh yeah.
He tells me he's hooked on the show.
I love the
show. Why? Why don't get this?
First of all, I love the values of the family, okay? I do love the values of this family, okay?
They're close-knit, and they do.
You know, I love the fact that they end every show with a prayer around the table and the family eating, and whether they do that or not every night, they probably don't. But it's just entertaining. It is entertaining. These guys are funny. They get television. They can laugh at themselves, and they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Now, Dusty tells me if I'll think of The Office when I watch it, it's better. Does that help?
If you think of The Office?
Yeah.
You know, no, I don't see that connection
maybe,
at
maybe
all.
It was another goofy show. Yeah, I'm not sure. Hello. Okay, we'll say hello.
I really didn't want to be on the air, but I was going to tell you, it's too bad you hadn't seen the show before you.
Yeah, well, I'll go look at it again. You know, that's fine. Hello?
Yeah, I was going to tell you a little bit more about Duck Dynasty to really appreciate it, because when I first saw the commercials, I thought it was the stupidest thing on TV.
Right.
And then my wife and I started watching it, and we also did a little research on the family. Phil, the father, was actually a star quarterback in college at Louisiana Tech.
Played ahead of Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
And most of the family members have master's degrees. Cy is the only one that doesn't have a college degree at all.
We had a caller a minute ago because he's a vet. Okay, a Vietnam vet. Thanks. Okay. Yeah.
Phil and Terry Bradshaw were on the same team at Louisiana Tech together, so that's pretty amazing.
No kidding.
Yeah. Phil just looks a lot older than
I was going to say, he looks older. But you know what? He doesn't have to do those Nutrisystem commercials. He's probably in better shape.
No, he does not.
What I'd said to this one caller is, I mean, there's just got to be a finite amount of storylines.
You know, they haven't quite run out of them yet. Yeah. I'm sure they will. I don't doubt that at some point they're going to jump the shark because every show does.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know who writes this show. I really don't. But I think they're very good. I think they do a great job of integrating the personalities within the writing of the show. And whoever's writing the show, I think, is very clever.
Okay.
So, yeah, I say thumbs up. Give it a shot. And it's
what network is it on? You know,
A&E.
It's A&E.
Yeah. And it's on, and because it's A&E, it's on every night.
I was going
to
say every night. Hello.
You can't miss it.
Hello.
They celebrate family and firearms. What more do you want?
There you go. That does it right there.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Business owners, you can save up to 30% versus the phone company if you will call Suddenlink at 595-2413 and hear what they've got for you. First of all, there's a ton of convenience because it's one call, it's one bill, it's one company, it's just that easy. You've got live, local customer service support when you need it right there, just a phone call away. New customers, you get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95. So make the switch to Suddenlink Business. I did that 6 years ago, I guess. And in addition to knowing what it's going to cost every month, you bundle it and you get a better product than you've had before and you get a better price and then get the convenience. So call Chad Cowan, talk to Chad or one of his staff at 595-2413. They'll provide you with all the information that you need to get Suddenlink Business Solutions going for your business right now. 2 minutes till. Brought the Duck Dynasty folks out, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's okay. But again, Willie, a little bit of a diva right there. Speaking of divas, let me see if I've got time to do this story. Apparently, Garth Brooks not nearly the nice guy we thought.
Really?
Yep. TVGuide.com says the country singer's former assistant suing him for $425,000.
Wow.
Lisa Sanderson claims that Garth, quote, is a paranoid, angry, deceitful, and vindictive man who will turn against those closest to him on a dime. She worked for Garth for nearly 20 years, trying to get him parts on TV shows and movies. She said Garth, quote, is his own worst enemy, end quote. And he made ridiculous demands that caused producers to wave him off of major projects. He, in fact, was offered a role in Saving Private Ryan, but he didn't want to, quote, share the limelight, end quote, with other stars. And he was going to play the villain in Twister, but Lisa claims he didn't want to have a smaller part than the tornado. Again. Her word against his.
Wow.
He's denied everything in the lawsuit, says that he'll fight it every way he can. So we'll find out.
Seemed like a nice guy when I met him, but he was on.
Yep, that's it. Faith Hill not going to be singing the Sunday Night Football thing this year.
She, however, not nice.
Not nice.
No.
Huh? Well, she been doing that for 6 years and not going to do that. All right. Well, is hubby nice?
I've never met Tim.
I met him a long time ago, but that was a long time ago. I don't know. I have no idea. As you say, sometimes it's just nicer to know him.